Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and yes, we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I get an amen? A little weak, so let's try an A women, brothers and sisters. Woohoo! I want to welcome you to my sixth bedside chat of the Corona Apocalypse. Yes, indeed, inspired by our great president, FDR. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and his fireside chats. And tonight, I am lighting a fire in my quarantined panties. Ooh, baby! To kick off and buzz off Masturbation Month! Woohoo! It's the Merry Masturbation Month of May, brothers and sisters, live from the womb room in the little love church of the Bonobo Way, brothers and sisters, in the village of Bonoboville, in isolation. We're really, you know, seriously, and kind of unseriously, the best sex in isolation is, class,
with yourself. Woo!
Masturbation. It rhymes. So, Merry Masturbation Month, or as we sometimes call it, the month. So, brothers and sisters, wankers and monkey spankers, it is also Cinco de Mayo! Woohoo! Yes. And we're gonna get loco. Si hermanos y hermanas. Right, I got a terrible accent, but viva la razza! And this is my Mexican flag bandana mask. And, well, you know, we're honoring Cinco de Mayo. Sunshine is wearing her Frida Kahlo earrings tonight. And I have my little Frida Kahlo mirror, although I don't think she's from Puebla, but I don't know. I think she's Mexico City.
Coyuacan.
But Puebla is the place, as well as LA, to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. And, you know, You put them together, Masturbation Month and Cinco de Mayo, and you get Masturbation de Mayo. Woohoo! That's not mayo. I don't think that's very Mexican. That's kind of white bread. But yeah. Masturbation de Mayo. Viva la masturbación! Yes, indeed. If there was ever a year to celebrate Masturbation Month, this is it. I mean, every year is a year to celebrate, every month, every day. But this year, you know, this time that we are in, the coronapocalypse, is kind of the perfect time to really celebrate and honor masturbation.
I've been practicing my whole life.
Your whole life. Yes, indeed. You've been practicing for this, perhaps, your whole life or half your life. And you're a soldier, you know, on the front lines of this war against the coronavirus. And it's one war that I can get behind. You know, I am so make love, not war. But this war against this virus, yeah, I can get behind it. And my weapons are my Hitachi magic wand and my motor bunny and, of course, my husband. But you can do mutual masturbation for sure. All kinds, you know. But as a soldier on the front lines, your only duty is to sit on your booty, okay? You don't have to do any of that other stuff that's so difficult. Run around and get shot, you know. Or shoot. Well, except for shooting the gun between your legs. You know, isolate, hibernate, masturbate. It makes it easy by rhyming. Yeah. And just stay away from pretty much everybody, except Randy the Handy. Yeah. And of course, Randy the Handy had better be washed like 100 times and disinfected, right? Well, if you think of, if you kind of get off on the military fetish, you know, you can think of your hand as your weapon. Like your vibrator could be your weapon, you know, your motor bunny. Yes, your arsenal. And you want to shoot that gun between your legs or set off a bomb between your labia. See, now in the coronapocalypse, you are not just a wanker. You're a responsible citizen, a condecorated soldier in this war against the one enemy I don't mind obliterating.
Your civic duty.
And let me add that shooting that gun between your legs is a million times, a billion times more honorable than trying to compensate for your sexual insecurities by brandishing a real gun and storming a building in the middle of a pandemic because your favorite shooting gallery is closed, or maybe your favorite donut shop, or can we have a picture of the guys brandishing their weapons? We could take a look at this. And I'm not sure what the numbers are for, but these guys, I've been told, are not even handling those weapons properly. But in any case, whether they're handling them properly or not, they're incredibly dangerous. And, you know, let's show the other picture that shows the same guys with what they're really holding, or what they should be holding, which are beautiful giant dildos. Yes, they are amosexuals. They fetishize the guns. And they're strutting around with those AR-15s because they can't find their dicks. Well, let them find a nice dildo like this. And they're wearing masks. At least they're wearing masks. Whereas this other guy, can we show the picture of the guy that's not wearing a mask and that is yelling into the face of a guard who is wearing a mask, but is very much at risk. There he is. Can we make that bigger? Look at this. Okay, so this guy, he's holding a weapon that you don't see. And this is what's happening in Michigan. You know? Now, by the way, if these people were people of color, let's say any color except Caucasian, they would be dead, or arrested at least, and a couple of them dead. But these guys, nothing happened to them in Michigan. I've heard that in some other parts of the country, maybe some stuff did happen. But meanwhile, in Puerto Rico, we have a picture of the people in Puerto Rico, the protesters there who were kind of protesting the opposite way. They were protesting that people were going hungry, that the government wasn't feeding people. And their form of protest is to feed people. Do we have that picture, or we don't have that picture? Okay, Mar, we got to get that picture in post. Anyway, beautiful picture of people in Puerto Rico feeding people as their form of protest. And guess what? They were arrested. Yeah. That's kind of messed up. You know? And here in Bonoboville, obviously, we are on the side of feeding, and taking care of people in terms of medicine and sexuality. It doesn't mean we have sex with everybody. It just means we encourage people to express their sexuality in relatively safe ways, you know? I mean, even masturbation isn't always safe. You could inject bleach up your ass, huh? Like somebody almost suggested there. Let's see if I can reach him from my motor bunny with my goddess phoenix whip. Smack those pink furry balls for making people. There are people, we talked about this last week, but that was right after he had suggested the injection of disinfectant in the body. And then, yep, a couple of guys down south drank some bleach. Had to be rushed to the hospital.
Yeah.
But they did a real shot. Yeah. So do not do what your president suggests. I'd say across the board. Don't do what he says. Don't do what he does. He's got a few advisors that are okay, you know. Dr. Fauci might be the sexiest man alive. But, you know, mostly what he suggests, I think you should just do the opposite. And yeah, he should probably celebrate Masturbation Month, right? What happened to my Bill Clinton dildo? He was right here. Okay, maybe he's back there. My Bill, here he is right in front of my wedding picture. Of course, Bill would get between me and Captain Max. But yeah, the origin of Masturbation Month is actually on a video that you can watch on YouTube under my wonderful channel, the Dr. Susan Block channel, which you should subscribe to. And it tells you the story of the history of Masturbation Month, which is that Dr. Joycelyn Elders, the fabulous Surgeon General under President Bill Clinton, that was before Bill became Bildo. Well, she suggested that masturbation be taught. Now, that doesn't mean you teach the students how to masturbate, like, I'm your diddle captain, kids. No. It just means that as you're talking about forms of safe sex, you say masturbation is one of them, because it is one of the safest forms of sex there is. It is safer than condoms and a lot more fun than abstinence. A lot more likely that, you know, the students will pay attention to you if you're suggesting that than if you just say, hey, abstinence or you die, hairs on the palms, going blind, all those old myths. So she said that, and it was very smart and very compassionate, and she got fired by, well, in so doing, he became Bill the Dildo. Yep. Instead of firing her, he should have taken her advice. And then, well, we might not be where we are today. Maybe. So, yeah. Bildo the Dildo should have taken Dr. Joycelyn Elder's advice. But then again, we got a new phrase called firing the Surgeon General, which is another way to talk about masturbating. So, yeah. It also, of course, is what inspired the Ladies of Good Vibrations and my mentor, Betty Dodson, who wrote Sex for One. Well, it inspired them to create Masturbation Month in honor of this wonderful act. And so here we are, celebrating with you and honoring Masturbation Month. And I know, for a lot of you, every day, every month is Masturbation Month, every day is Diddle Day, every hour is Onan Hour. Well, yeah, for some of you, yeah. But think of it this way, it's like Women's History Month is in March. That doesn't mean we shouldn't always appreciate women's history, but that's what we talk about it. And Black History Month is in February. Of course, you guys get the short month, sorry. And I guess, you know, we're always interested in talking about it, but in that month, we focus on it. And like Kink Month, what do we focus on?
Kink.
And it's in what month?
The kinky month.
The kinky month. The Halloween month. It's in October. It climaxes with Halloween. So the same way, the Merry Masturbation Month of May is a time to honor the five-finger knuckle shuffle, baby. Jerking the gherkin. Polishing the pearl. Jack off, Jill off, pound bank, dance around the maypole. That kind of combines Masturbation Month with May Day.
Rub one out, right?
Rub one out. There's a lot of them. We want to hear them all from you. We'd love for you to call in. We're going to have two very exciting guests tonight, but our call-in number is 626-461-5212. And you can tell us what you like to call it. How do you like to do it? What inspires you? What do you fantasize about? Did anybody punish you for it? Do you have mixed feelings about it? Are you ashamed of it? And if you feel it, brothers and sisters, hermanos y hermanas, I want you to testify. I want you to say, Lord, or lady, I masturbate, and I am not ashamed. How about that? That's right. I mean, we got gay pride. We got, you know, leather pride. We got all kind of racial pride. But do we have wanker pride? Maybe we should, especially now that we're all in fucking quarantine. Let's have some wanker pride. Let's not be so ashamed of something that is so natural and so beautiful and so simple and educational. Anyway, we're going to talk more about all of that But I want to talk to my guests. So I'm going to start with someone new, a virgin to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Wow.
Wow, nice teddy.
Okay, how you doing?
Oh my gosh, I'm so good. How are you?
Ollie, awesome. And you are so awesome. I'm going to take off my mask for you. This is Ollie's first show. She is a virgin to the Dr. Susan Block Show, but she's a Twitter queen.
Oh.
And sexy.
And I'm now removing my mask, which means my microphone got a little cuddled by my beautiful Mexican flag mask. So, welcome to DrSusie.tv. Ollie Awesome, aka Awesome Ollie, who is a self-described comedian. And it's not just how I'm pronouncing it, it's how it's spelled, C-U-M. C-U-M-E-D-I-E-N. Yeah. And so she's a comedian and a cam girl, huh? Mm. Yeah. And you combine your camming and your coming, I mean your comedy.
Yes. And I also do clips. And I like to think that I'm at the intersection of sex and comedy. So that's where the term comedy came from.
Comedy, yes, absolutely. And I'm just adjusting my microphone here. How's that? Is that better? Yeah? Okay. Well, Ollie, Harry, you're right in front of her, so it would be helpful. Ollie, Merry Masturbation Month!
Woo!
So, how do you like to celebrate?
Oh, I mean, I like to think that I'm a professional masturbator.
A professional masturbator.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's how seriously I take masturbation.
You're so good you call out your own name, right?
What's that?
My mic doesn't...
Are you so good you call out your own name?
I'm like, oh yes, Allie, oh God, yes.
So when did you start masturbating? Not you professionally, know, but anyway. Or do you even remember?
I was a late bloomer, and it's actually kind of embarrassing, to be honest. I didn't really start until my 20s.
You didn't even touch yourself?
I didn't because, okay, I was raised Catholic.
Catholic, okay. You guys are sexy. I married a Catholic. But on the other hand, lots of repression.
Yes. And so I'm really just making up lost time, to be honest.
Were you an altar girl? Did you get catechism?
Oh, I was like a hardcore cat. Like I wanted to be a nun. Yeah.
You wanted to be a nun. Wow.
Yes.
I wanted to too, and I wasn't even raised Catholic. I was raised Southern Baptist. I think I was just into the habit. I think I liked the habit. I don't know what was wrong with me. I don't know.
Did you hear anything about masturbating growing up? I mean, from your parents or your priest? Or did anybody say, oh, that's self-abuse or that's bad for you? That'll make you go to hell?
It was never talked about by, any adults in my life. And the kids would talk about it as, it was this dirty thing. But I just never did it. And I didn't really even really know what it was until my late teens, early 20s.
And what made you do it? Confess to your mother, confess it.
Yes. I think so I got my first toy, which was a butterfly kiss. And I remember I had a boyfriend who was like, you should really like figure out how to give yourself an orgasm. He was like, it's not really my responsibility.
Good for him.
Yeah. And he was like, this is something you should know how to do. And so that you can give feedback and like, and then I got a butterfly kiss, which is just like, you know, it was like a $15 toy.
Yeah. It's a little vibrator. It's a butterfly kiss.
Yeah. And it's a vibrator.
Yeah.
That has dual stimulation, not a ton of dual stimulation, but it like rubs the clit and has like, it's an internal vibrator. So I got
rubs the clit on the, oh, you mean, wait a second. Are you talking about like a rabbit pearl?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, they have all kinds of names.
It's not a rabbit because it doesn't really have like the extra arm, but it's like, it has like a platform basically.
Uh-huh.
And I wish I had one because it was like the love of my life for a long time.
You'll never forget your first orgasmic sex toy.
Yeah, it is.
It's like your first love in a way.
It changed my life.
Mine was a Panasonic Panabrator vibrator that Max gave me, actually. I'd had other toys, but that was really great. And, of course, my Hitachi Magic Wand is fantastic. But let's Hitachi, girl. Okay.
Oh, they both have one. All right. Wow.
A little buzz now. Whoa. Okay, don't show this on Facebook, but I don't think. Just over the panties is
I
good.
Never had a Hitachi.
Ooh, this is not a Facebook thing.
Don't show her.
Okay, so you've got the Facebook camera, so you shouldn't be showing this here. Okay, so I'm not sure what I'm doing it for if nobody's showing it.
I wasn't sure if I was supposed to join in as well.
Yeah, but we have to get ourselves squared away. So Facebook camera is the one that Amy has. So when I say no Facebook camera, okay.
I have many directors. Okay, so, okay, I'm back to you.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
When was your first memory, period? Like your first memory.
Of your period, no.
No, just like, because if you don't remember the first time masturbating, you think, oh, it was in my 20s. But like, if you don't have any super, super early childhood memories, then the first time you masturbated, maybe you don't remember it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I had like tried, I really didn't though. Like, I didn't know really the anatomy. Like, I didn't know what a clitoris was until
I didn't know what one was either, and I still did it.
I didn't know
what it was. I was doing something.
Like I missed out on so much.
So you're making up for lost time, obviously.
Yeah.
Yes. So you in your 20s, which was like, which you're still in, right?
Yes. I'd say like early 20s.
So, okay. So just a little while ago, you started masturbating.
Yeah.
Like a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I was maybe like, yeah, I think I would have been like 20. Mm. Yeah.
And so do you have different boyfriends now? Are you single? Girlfriends?
Did you ask if I was single?
Yeah.
I'm single and I see multiple people. Not right now because of
the quarantine. Virus. Are you quarantining?
Yeah. So I am, and so it's a real bummer.
Okay, so we have a question from, I guess, on the phone. Oh, okay.
One of Ellie's fans.
Oh, okay. Okay, so one of your fans, and so the phone number to call in if you're a fan of Ali or just
masturbation. You can call 626-461-5212. And do we have this person? Lark?
Oh.
Hello, Lark.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Merry Masturbation Month.
Fine. Hey, Lark. Yes. Merry Masturbation Month.
So this is someone you know, Ali.
Yes. She's a performer and a prolific performer. She's amazing.
So she's also a professional masturbator? Wow, we're really getting, you know, the experts, the sexperts here tonight for our Masturbation Month kickoff on our bedside chat number 6. Wow, so cool. Okay, well, Lark, your question is, how often does Ali masturbate, and does she do it just for herself, besides, of course, the professional part?
Yeah, so I find personally that I rarely masturbate for myself now, so I'm wondering if that's the same for you.
She rarely masturbates just for herself. Is that because you're so often doing it on camera as a cam girl?
Yes.
Right. So how many times can you do it, you know? There's only so much, right? So, and do you feel like when you're alone and you want to do it, you feel like, oh, I want to do it. I should turn the camera on and do it for my peeps.
Well, that's how I feel, so I'm wondering if Ali feels the same.
Right, okay. So, Ali, what do you think about that? How do you feel about private masturbation?
I do. I mean, I usually, like, in the afternoon, I masturbate, and at night, I masturbate, and I feel like I'm always working, but sometimes I just need to, like, rub one out and take care of myself. But I also, you know, I'm legitimately coming when I'm camming as well. So I just, you know, like I was saying, like making up for lost time, like I am insatiable when it comes to masturbating.
Wow. Well, you could say you're rehearsing when you're doing it by yourself, or I don't know.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm practicing self-care. Like, I'm like, this is my time. It's all alone.
So we got a guy that called saying, first no nut November, now this?
I don't know
what no nut November is about. I celebrate naughty November myself, not no nut November.
Okay, I'll ask
don't
him.
Worry
what
about
does
it.
That
it's
mean,
okay.
No
it's
nut November.
We don't
I've
have
never
to.
Heard of
we,
that.
That's fine. So no, it's naughty November. He gets no nut. That's probably his problem, right? So have you ever celebrated Masturbation Month, Lark?
Me? Oh yeah.
Oh, yes. Good. So you do extra special things? You have specials for your clients in May?
Not so much that. It's more about me. So like I was saying, like I rarely do for myself, but it's such a different experience when you do it for yourself versus doing it for a client. Because when you're doing it for a client, you're doing it for people, which isn't necessarily what you want, right? And not necessarily what gets you off the best, right?
Okay, so what's the difference? Is there a difference for you, Ali, versus, you know, the stuff you do when you're by yourself versus what you do when you perform?
I think when I'm performing, I'm more concerned about my angles. Mm. And I'm like, I want to, like, what's that?
The visual.
Yeah, the visual. And I also, when I'm by myself, I'm usually a little more, I mean, I make noises, but I'm a little more quiet because I share a wall with my neighbor in my bedroom. Like, my bedroom touches my neighbor's wall, and I'm like, I don't want to be super loud. So, I try to be considerate.
Understandable.
So, now you... were nominated for an award by the Why Not people for funniest cam girl. So, I mean, you know, usually guys are pretty serious about their orgasms and their masturbation. A lot of people take that very seriously. I would say maybe men take it more seriously than women, but I'm not sure about that. I'm just going to say people tend to be serious when they're getting ready to orgasm. So how do you deal with that? I mean, on the other hand, I feel that comedy is a mental orgasm.
I love that. Oh, I love that so much. Oh, thank you. I'm going, can I steal that? Because
steal
like
away.
I love that. It's a release, right? Like laughter is release.
Yes.
Orgasm is a release. And so I feel like the two complement each other really well. I can't help but be goofy. And so I can't, it's just kind of how I am. And so I'm not like intentionally always trying to be funny. Sometimes I'm trying to be funny, but like, I just am goofy and weird. And so I like to think that it's like my endearing, like something that's endearing. And so it's like, come for the laugh, stay for the orgasm. And,
right.
But
the laughs could be like the appetizer and then the orgasm is the main course. Exactly. Or the dessert.
Yeah, exactly. It's the dessert. It's the dessert. And I'm trying to, you bring up a really good point. I'm trying to, I was talking with Dan Frigolette about this, who has a podcast, but he was like, can you orgasm and laugh at the same time? And I'm trying to prove that you can. Now, I am really good at laughing leading up to and after. I always laugh but as I'm coming down, like after I've like that big explosion.
So have you tried that? Have you tried what you're talking about, laughing?
I can't quite. I get a little bit out of my head, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm laughing. I'm gonna come at the same time, but it hasn't quite happened yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you might know. Have you seen that?
I've done it. Sure, I've laughed as I'm coming. I've cried as I'm coming. I mean, you know, but I mean, I don't know if I can do it on command. But I'm not always, not necessarily laughing at my lover's jokes, but maybe just laughing that it took me so long to come and now here I am, you know, that kind of thing. There's just lots of humor in life, love, and orgasms. You know, it's just a lot of people do take it very seriously, and they think they need to be serious in order to have an orgasm. But I don't know. I kind of like the idea of releasing mentally, physically, emotionally, and on all the different ways if you can.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to try doing something like that with you, but so think about that.
Okay.
I want you to stay with us while we get this another guest on, if she's ready. Are we able to get Brianna on?
Yeah, let me call her.
Oh, you're going to call her?
Yeah.
Okay, well then we should get warmed up here.
Watch Facebook.
Okay, so Facebook camera.
If you're going to do anything.
You Facebook people, you are
can
going
just
to
watch
have
my
to,
reactions.
You are going to have to go to the special place at drsusanblock.com/live. But now all I can see is me and not Ali. So oh there she is.
I got kicked off.
No, you're back with us. You know, we usually have our guests in studio, and we'll have to do that sometime when quarantine is over.
Yeah,
but we're just, you know, having fun with our bedside chats as we talk to people in all different parts of the world. And now
that?
We suddenly have some music. I guess that's supposed to indicate different parts of the world. All right, so I am currently on a motor bunny. You ever ride a motor bunny?
I have one.
You have one.
Oh, really?
Is it right there in your bed?
I could grab it.
Yeah,
I
don't want to take too long and be missing for too long because, you know.
No, it's literally right here.
Okay, so we could have dueling motor bunnies. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me grab it.
I'm on my motor bunny, and she's going to be on hers. Okay, and I see Brianna. Hi, Brianna.
Well, we see her chest. We see the important stuff.
I see beautiful cleavage.
Okay, now I see her face.
Beautiful blonde hair.
It is weird all of a sudden.
I see her mouth. Yes. Oh, yes. And I see.
Let me see what I did.
How you doing, Brianna? Welcome back to DrSusanBlock.tv, and happy Masturbation Month.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. It's my favorite month, of course. I love masturbation.
Why do you love masturbation? Do you consider yourself a professional masturbator?
I would say yes. I've been masturbating for a lot of years, and I love it, and it's so much fun, and it's a great stream of release of just personally, and obviously, like, I like to do it professionally, but definitely personally, like, it's a must.
All right.
Can't imagine not masturbating.
Well, I'm so glad you get into it personally, and yet, of course, you know, you share so much with your fans. So, when did you first start? Do you remember your first masturbation?
You know, it's kind of crazy, and I haven't actually, like, really talked about this, but I started really young without even knowing what it was. I mean, I'm talking, like, as a kid, and so it was just kind of weird, like, hey, this feels good, and well, so things happen really young. It's very strange.
I think my first time I was 3.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to say that, and I'm like, I don't know if I should, but yeah, I'm like talking like 3 years old. Seriously, same thing.
Yeah, my first time I was 2. I think it was my first memory is just putting my hands in my panties and my mother telling me, she didn't say Dr. Susie, of course. She just said, Susie, take your hands out of your panties because your hands are dirty and it's clean down there. And so, you know.
Future doctor.
She was probably right that my hands were dirty. And it was a nice message that she gave me that it was clean down there. So, yeah, we often start early. I mean, there is ultrasound that shows fetuses masturbating. That's right.
Really?
So, you know, it's pretty natural. It's pretty basic. It's something we all do. That is not encouraging any kind of sex with children, by the way, which we don't at all, of course. It's just saying that we're all sexual beings and that we often start masturbating when we're very young. And, you know, all you parents out there that discover it, best thing to do is just be okay with it. You don't have to talk about it, although maybe, but be okay with it, right?
Sure.
Did anybody catch you, or did you just keep it private, Brianna?
Actually, my grandma, my dad's mom, my grandma caught me when I was very young, maybe 4, and I was over at her house. I would go over there like multiple times a week, and I was in the bathroom doing that, and she caught me, and then she told my mom, and like no one ever talked to me about it or anything, and so like I was super embarrassed, and I'm like and confused because I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm doing something wrong, but I don't really know what I'm doing wrong, and no one talked to me about it. So,
what religion were you brought up with?
What's that?
What religion were you brought up with?
Christian.
Christian, just kind of Protestant.
I don't know, just okay. Christian.
So, did your family say non-denominational or?
Yeah, probably.
Oh. Okay, so they didn't talk about it, but you just got this vibe.
I got it.
It was somehow taboo.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely. I mean, when she caught me, she's like, no, you shouldn't be doing that. That's not right. And then she told my mom, and then my mom never really talked to me from what I remember. I mean, she could have, but I was so young. So I just remember it being taboo for sure.
Yes. Well, and how did you break free of that taboo?
I guess I never really broke free. I guess I just, it was more than became a hidden thing. Like, uh-huh. Okay, well, now I know this is like not a good thing, so I'm going to hide it. So it then became a hidden thing of I did it all the time, but just by myself. And I tried to make sure like no one would catch me. I mean, even at a young age, and that's kind of what's crazy is meeting friends and talking to other people. Like nobody that I've met has been like that. And so it makes me feel weird for sure. But I mean, it is what it is. And I am who I am. And like, I know I like it and I've continue to do it forever, so.
And we're happy you do. And do we have our other guest, Ali, or is she yeah, available, is she available to put on? Or there we go. Hello. Okay. Hello. So Ali, you're back, and Brianna is back. And what is your favorite position, both of you, for masturbation?
Let's see. We're probably going to talk at the same time. I guess for me, I guess I just really like laying back and just kind of like spreading my legs and just kind of going for it. But more relaxed.
I can see Ali.
Not angles. Like when you're by yourself, you don't have to worry about angles.
Right. When you're by yourself, I think most people, well, you know, actually I take that, but there's different positions. Some people like to hump the pillow. Some girls, some guys even do that. And by the way, guys, if that's what you do, you may have a little difficulty with erections. That does happen from the humping of the pillow thing. It's actually better for your development. If you should masturbate in whatever position you like. But if you want to have erections and have intercourse, it's generally better to do it on your back. Isn't that kind of not, it's sort of not what you might think. Counterintuitive. But I think women sometimes want to do it on the pillow, especially if they're brought up to hear that it's bad. Then they want to hide it a little more. And if we're brought up to think, hey, you know, it's all right, just keep it private or whatever, you know, the back is, of course, easy. But then again, you get yourself a Sibian or a motor bunny and you want to be a cowgirl. Yeah. And I guess that's what our gal Ali is doing. By the way, I want to introduce you gals, you two professional masturbators, the dueling blondes we have here. Two beautiful blondes. Amazing. Uh-huh. You gals, you look like sisters, actually.
Yeah, I'm speaking the same thing. They look really
similar. I'm glad. She's gorgeous.
Yes. This is Brianna Brooks, who's been on the show before and winner of the Best Striptease Award, Susie Award for 2019. You haven't won because you haven't been on yet.
I was here when
Brianna
you won that award.
Did a beautiful striptease. Yes. And the funny thing was, she was on with a comedian and
Alyssa Poteet.
Alyssa Poteet. Yes. Hi, yep. Alyssa Poteet. Hi. And Alyssa did a striptease and Brianna was really funny. So it was interesting how they went back and forth with that. They kind of were comedians together.
And Alyssa says, little teats, big tweets.
Yes. I remember
little
that.
Teats, big tweets. All right. So we have, we're all together. Can we get them both on or not? Oh, I think we lost connection with Ali.
Okay, we're going to connect again. Oh.
Okay, so we're back here with Brianna. We're getting our technical stuff together. It's kind of like if you're masturbating and then you lose battery in your vibrator, you know, that happens.
That's
sometimes.
Not good.
Yeah. So do you have any favorite toys you like to use in masturbation?
Definitely. So I have, let's see, I have the... was it Hitachi? This is amazing.
It is.
But then I recently got this, and it's phenomenal.
That's
so
like
I've come so much with this. It's crazy.
A rabbit pearl or a jackrabbit. What is that one called?
Or I don't know. Something from Amazon. But one of my friends got this for me, and I'm so glad that he did because it's phenomenal. I don't know the name, but it vibrates, and it's amazing.
Wow. Well, it looks good.
Good.
And so are you in a good place right now? Do you like to use mood music or aromatherapy?
For me, I'm good whenever. So
you're good whenever. Do you feel like you're masturbating more now with the corona apocalypse quarantine?
You know what? It comes and goes. I don't feel like it's any more. I feel like I'm pretty regular. Like, I love to, like, you know, masturbate regularly anyway. So I don't feel like it's any more. And I'm working still, so I'm part of the essential crowd or whatever. So honestly, my day today is pretty normal.
So your work as a cam girl is, no, I'm just kidding. So you do some other kind
That's
of work.
Essential.
It is essential, but my real essential job is Monday through Friday.
Yeah, is that a secret? Can we know what that is? Or?
Well, I'm in the construction industry. I'll just say that. Okay. We'll say it's a. That's pretty. I'd say blanket that no one would know.
Wow. Okay. Well, stay safe. Wear your mask.
Yeah. I do every day.
Yeah. Do you have a mask there?
Yes, I do. Not with me, but it's in the other room.
Oh, in the other room. Okay. Well, we need to see your pretty face anyway. Okay. So let's see. So I, you know, speaking of the Corona apocalypse, I've got my Corona beer here, in honor of Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Puebla. That's what it's all about. It's when. The Mexicans of Puebla defeated, the French and Napoleon III. And it's funny, not very many Mexicans celebrate Cinco de Mayo, but a lot of Southern Californians do, and the people of Puebla.
Congratulations, Puebla, for spanking the French's hineys.
Oh, viva la masturbación. Okay, so let's get in the mood here. I'm guessing we are not able to get our other guests back.
We're working
back
on it.
Okay. And so we have the lovely Brianna. And I see that hair is hiding those beautiful boobs. And I'm wondering if I could somehow see them to help me get in the masturbation mood. Here's Brianna, the winner of Best Striptease, and she is showing those fabulous boobies. Oh, yes.
Hey, nice GG's, lady.
Nice. So beautiful, those beautiful nipples. And she really knows how to show them to the camera. That's why she calls herself a professional masturbator. Is here she is showing off
amazing
her
body.
Beautiful, rather large boobs and framed by her lovely bra. And oh, my motor bunny is starting to shake now. Yeah, I'm watching her now. You can't watch her, Facebook people. You have to come to drsusanblock.com/live, Facebook people, just letting you know. But Brianna is looking so good. And I think I'm going to be using my Hitachi. So I guess, you know, you could show Sunshine. I don't know. Or Max.
How much trouble will I get in if I just hold this like this?
You could hold that. Yeah.
Not even using it. Just letting it vibrate
okay.
on itself.
So should we use our Hitachis at the same time, Brianna? Can we hear her? So, do you want to get your Hitachi going with me, Brianna? Yeah? Oh, look at that. Yes, I know how good that feels because I've got it right now in my womb room.
Woo! I see Brianna's view, don't you? Okay, let me see that beautiful vulva. Yes, indeed. Wow. Brianna
Brooks, brothers and sisters, you got to follow her on Twitter and go to her site and get some of that professional masturbation expertise for your masturbation month.
Wow, she looks
enjoyment.
So sexy.
Yes. Whoa. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a great way to start off nice. Masturbation Month. Just looking at Brianna with her beautiful spread open labia.
Perfect.
That vulva. Oh, yeah, baby. This is a great Masturbation Month celebration. But you can't see it, Facebook. You can't
right,
see it. You're
can't
not allowed.
See it,
no. It's we have to keep you, you know.
At a distance.
At a distance. That's right. So.
Stand your distance.
Yes, stand your distance. 6 feet away. Oh, she's looking so good. I don't know if she's really coming, but she looks like she's coming. Can we hear her, possibly?
Yeah.
No.
Why is it we can't hear?
Volume turned off.
Her audio cut out. Is that from our side or her side? From yours? Can I, Brianna, I know you're in the throes. Can we possibly
you
get you to
send her messages? You have
turn on your sound? Can you turn on your sound? Okay, I don't hear Brianna. Brianna, it's on mute somehow, or is it we that are muting her?
Oh, sorry. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
That's Allie, yes. Right? Or is that Brianna?
That's Allie. Look at her.
Okay, we've got
awesome
the voice of Ali and the face of Brianna. Maybe we can make this work, folks. Okay, so Brianna, you get back into your masturbation position, and Ali, you provide the sound, because apparently we're having difficulty getting Brianna's voice and difficulty getting Ali's visual. So,
all righty, we can do that.
All right, so okay. Brianna.
Because she's a voice actress.
You're just going to get back into
all
position
right.
There.
And ooh, Hitachi. Oh, yes.
And so I'm going to call you Ali Brianna.
Oh, goodness.
Ali Brianna. Seriously, I'm not sure whose voice that is.
Oh my God.
It's Allie's voice. We asked her to make the sounds.
Allie's
now
voice.
She's making the sounds.
Oh.
It's Carolyn's body.
Ah. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's very kind of realistic in terms of the voice and the body.
Oh.
Go it sounds
Hitachi.
Just like that, doesn't it? Hey.
Oh.
Wow.
Go, Hitachi, go.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's amazing. I mean, it was good for me.
Very good.
That was a dual performance of two professional masturbators dealing with a technical difficulty and making it work, making a mutual, beautiful orgasm, and celebrating Masturbation Month, kicking off Masturbation Month. And it just goes to show, yes, masturbation is solo sex, but you can do it with somebody else. And that is the first time I've seen mutual masturbation like that, where somebody's providing the visual and somebody else is providing the voice. But, you know,
okay.
Hey.
I want to make a prediction.
Sure.
For 2020, Ali Awesome is going to win the Best Sound Actress Award, right?
Yay!
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Okay.
All right.
All right.
And
get ready for that, huh?
Exactly.
Can we get her video wise or no? Are we not able to get Ali on video?
The answer is no.
Okay, and we're not able to get audio from Brianna, is that right?
Yeah, that's okay. Can we do that?
Who's going to hang up now?
I'll hang up.
Okay, so y'all hang up and we're going to retry this. And while you are, we are going to do a special masturbation celebration of the virtues of sex for one. That's right, virtues. Yes, indeed. For centuries, masturbation has been denigrated as self-abuse. Well, more and more we are calling it what it is, which is self-pleasure, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. It feels good, and it is good, but what is it good for? Well, I made up 8 great benefits to masturbation. So let's see. Well, we're going to have different people. Anna, you come up here, and you'll hold one of the benefits. You can hold a benefit here. I'll start with masturbation is natural. And by natural, we've already talked about it. Everybody does it. You even do it in utero. And other animals than human do it. Bonobos do it, but not just bonobos. Dogs do it. I mean, they don't necessarily touch them. They actually lick themselves. So, you know,
can
it's
you
like
see me?
Masturbatory oral
dolphins
sex.
Dolphins and whales okay. do it.
And dolphins do it, of course. Yes, yes, yes. And lots of non-human animals do it. So masturbation is very, very natural. Don't anybody let you tell you otherwise. So I hear a voice, but I'm not sure if I should just...
It said for a second that you were muted, but it's not anymore.
Oh, okay. So now we have our guests back. And we have Brianna Brooks and Ali Awesome.
Woo!
Wow, everybody's back. I guess that's like what it often takes in the world of webcam. Whoops, now something just, oh, okay. Sometimes it just takes unplugging it and plugging it back in, or calling back in this case. Right, okay, so now.
No, I can't hear.
You can't hear.
You can't hear.
Okay, so what do we do about that? Just nothing? I don't know. What should I do here? I need some direction. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
No. Can you hear me now? Can anybody hear me? Ali or Brianna, can you hear me? Ali or Brianna? Okay, they can't hear me.
I'm gonna text.
You're gonna have to cut this out later, but now. Okay. Okay, so is it back to me now, or what should, I need some direction.
Update,
should I?
Tell us what's going on.
Tell us what's going on. Okay, so you guys can't get them on. Okay, so where's Anna? Okay, so we're now on our second virtue of masturbation, which is
convenient.
It's convenient. As Truman Capote said, you don't have to dress up for it. Come as you are.
Always have your genitalia right here.
Right. It's about, you know, it's easy, and that's certainly a virtue. So Anna.
Is my genitalia easy?
Yeah. Oh, Anna, you're supposed to hold this.
Anna,
911. Oh, I like your Mexican Cinco de Mayo scarf. Very nice. Okay. So, masturbation is ecosexual. You know, they call it self-pollution. But actually, it is one of the least polluting activities you can do. You're really not causing any damage to the earth when you do this, when you masturbate. It's very ecosexual. And you're not going to be, you know, reproducing. So masturbation doesn't add to the polluting human population. It's incredibly ecosexual. Do it outside for some fun, if you can, if you have like a patio, if you're fortunate enough. To have some privacy outside, love the earth you make love on. Yeah. So let's see, number, what number are we up to? 5. Okay, hold 5, and I'll hold 4,
let's
and
see.
You hold 3.
Okay, so number five, masturbation
is safe.
Is safe. Well, of course, it's very safe, and in many, many different ways. I mean, that is unless you are injecting bleach into your rectum, you know. That would not be safe. And that might be something our presidents
bleach
would
MS.
Do. So don't you do that. But otherwise, oh, and self-asphyxiation, of course. Don't do that. I mean, you know, some people do that. Some people are into asphyxiation, and they do it to themselves, and they can die that way, even from masturbating. But I would say 99% of people's masturbating activities are totally safe. No light bulbs up the rectum either, okay? All right, so number four, masturbation is relaxing. Yes, I mean, partner sex is more romantic, of course, usually. I mean, some people are romantic about themselves, but I would say it's more romantic, but it can be stressful, you know, very stressful. I mean, even if you love each other and you really like each other, you're still concerned about the other person coming and doing the things that the other person likes. When you're masturbating by yourself, it's just you. You can just think of what you like and do that. And that can be incredibly relaxing, a great way to release stress in these stressful times. But of course, it should be said that there is such a thing as mutual masturbation, and that's a lot of fun too. So you can combine masturbation with partner sex. In fact, some of the best sex is where you're busy and all do in all the respects. You're playing, you're kissing, you're loving, you're doing, you know. And it's relaxing, especially after orgasm. But, you know, if you do it in kind of tantric way, even during, breathe deep as you do it. Breathe and release, and you'll find it incredibly relaxing. And you can concentrate more easily on your breath when you're by yourself. Because usually when you're with somebody, even if everything's great, you're
nervous.
Kind of holding your breath, right?
Nervous.
You might be nervous or just concerned about the other person.
If you're any good, you're concerned about the other person.
Yeah, exactly, yes. So you might hold your breath. When you're by yourself, there's nothing to be concerned about except somebody walking in. Well, hopefully you have privacy. Okay, what's the next one? Number three, masturbation is educational. You hear that, Bildo? Yes, you should have learned something, Bildo the Dildo. He should be right by this one. You should have learned something from your excellent Surgeon General, Dr. Joycelyn Elders, that masturbation should be taught as a safe sex activity. That's number one for masturbation being educational. But there's more, because masturbation teaches you about yourself. And, you know, you're your best teacher. You're the one that knows you, but how are you going to know you unless you pay attention to you?
We got both the girls up there. Can
and and so this is like the best form of home study you can get, right? Masturbation education. Yes, indeed, baby. And if you educate yourself about yourself, guess what? You'll be able to share it with your lover.
Hello, they're back.
Sharing is caring.
Not just for yourself. Or if you're a masturbation professional, guess what? You can share it with your fans. Woo. So masturbation is educational. And there are a few more virtues that we'll get to. But while I've got my guests, I want to get back to them. And we have Ali Awesome and Brianna Brooks. Merry Masturbation Month, ladies.
Hello.
Yay.
Hey, and I hear both of them, and I see both of them. We're so excited.
Hey, yeah. Brianna, you know, we couldn't hear you, but we could tell it was awesome.
It was good.
It looks good.
I tell you, the Hitachi is like the best.
Yes, I would agree.
I've never
Although I really kind of like the most money. I got to say, you know, in a pinch, and when you're with a partner too, the Hitachi.
Yes,
but
it's amazing.
There's lots of new toys out. So, yeah, you guys, we're back, and we've just got a few more minutes. I want to ask you both one question, and then maybe we can kind of really kick off Masturbation Month altogether if the tech gods are with us. Do you have like a masturbation role model? Anybody that inspired you? Maybe, I don't know, Dr. Ruth or somebody?
Carol Queen.
Carol Queen, my
Carol
friend.
Queen. Oh.
Yes. My colleague.
Wait, who's that Carol
Queen? She's actually one of the people who helped to found Masturbation Month. She is one of the people from Good Vibrations. And she also is, the Center for Sex Positive, for Positive
and
Sexuality,
culture.
Something like that. Sex and Culture.
Positive
yeah,
center.
No, it's just Center for Sex and Culture up in San Francisco. And she's been on our show a few times, including one time when she fisted her lover.
Yes!
Lawrence.
That's awesome.
Okay. And so, who was that that said Carol Queen? I couldn't even tell.
That was me.
Oh, okay, Ollie. And so, Brianna, do you have a masturbation role model?
No, I really don't. There's no one that I looked up to. It just kind of evolved as a kid. So, no.
No, I'm the same way. Nobody taught me anything.
I have to say, my masturbation role model is my mentor and my friend Betty Dodson, who was also one of the founders of Masturbation Month. And now everybody's given her respect because of quarantine. So, you know, in the corona apocalypse, suddenly masturbation is legit. You know, do you feel like that's going on in your lives?
It's
like
too
legit. You're given a little bit more respect for what you do because people are acknowledging that this is important and a great way to stay home.
I would say so.
Yes,
yeah?
Definitely.
Good, because you gals deserve respect and honor, as well as a good time. Yeah, you
definitely
provide people with a lot of pleasure, and you keep those incels busy, baby. You know, shoot those guns between their legs. Yes, indeed. So, are we ready for a Masturbation Month climax?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, let us do it. So, now, my Facebook camera, be aware, I am now going to begin masturbating, and maybe I'll open up a little, nipple here. Can I see some titties there, ladies? Oh, yeah. Merry Masturbation Month.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, you can masturbate by playing with your nipples. It's true. It does work. You know, some women actually come from nipple play, nipplegasms. I can't say I'm one of them, but I do find there is a hotline between my nipple and my clitoris. What do you think, ladies? Is there a hotline?
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Mm. Mm-hmm.
So are you now on your motor bunny?
I am.
Yes, Ali. Oh, you look beautiful. Yes. Two sets of gorgeous titties over there. And I'm on my motor bunny. All right. And I've got my Hitachi, too. See, I'm doubling up here. Hitachi.
Doubling up. There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and my Yale panties. Because actually, this is a little sentimental, my first orgasm having been when I was a sophomore at Yale, reading Sex for One, because I didn't know how to do it. I'd masturbated since I was two, but ooh, yeah, that feels good. I have to get more into being visual when I masturbate. I tend to close my eyes. Do you do that or do you look?
Oh, I look.
I close my eyes.
Look? Yeah, yeah. I gotta look more. I gotta look. Because I'm like, get into those feelings. I think some people are more visual, and some people are more audio, and some people are more
concentrate,
touch oriented or smell oriented. But I think it's great to push yourself in the senses that aren't so easy for you, you know? I think that's a good thing. So I'm pushing myself, and it's not hard, except Harry's right in front of me, to look at my beautiful guests. There's the gorgeous Brianna with her legs spread, and there is Ali on her motor bunny, but I only see her from the waist up.
Oh, because she's sitting on the motor bunny.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, now we see it.
Okay, and she's sitting on her motor bunny, and I'm on my motor bunny. Yes. Oh, yeah. And it's the masturbation month kickoff. Who's ing? Whose voice is it? I can't tell now. That's Brianna. Wow, she sounds so much like Ollie when Ollie was doing Brianna. It's like stereo, beautiful, blonde, masturbating professionals. Wow.
Oh, yes. The tattoo's amazing.
I guess I'm one of them. I'm blonde. Well, fake blonde. But we've also got a brunette for those of you who like brunettes. Oh, yeah, but she's not masturbating. You're not. No, you don't want to masturbate? You're not in the mood? Yeah, okay.
I can turn my vibrator on.
Turn your vibrator on. Play with those boobies. Oh, yeah, here we go.
I was for a little bit, and then I realized the Facebook camera was on me, so then I was
no Facebook camera for anything right now.
Well, now it's
time. Now is the time to just allow us to, get into our masturbation month kickoff. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at Brianna's hot pussy. Oh, there's Ali, just so svelte and laughing. Oh, yeah, she's going to have a laughing orgasm. Are you laughing about something we can know about? What?
9 minutes.
She's laughing at us? No.
What's the joke?
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at your expense.
Are you laughing at me? That's okay. You can laugh at me. I don't mind.
So sorry. I can't really hear over my motor body.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's kind of funny. All right. So let's go with that. And okay. So you know what? If I'm going to come, I need to just breathe deep and get into this, gals. I don't know if you guys are going to come. Okay.
I'm gonna turn up my motor bunny. It was amazing. I think I was too quick.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this motor bunny is going strong.
The motor bunny is loud.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, I've got to close my eyes. But, and now I'm opening and seeing these gorgeous gals. Oh, my God. Oh, my goddess. Oh, yeah. Oh, happy, merry, good masturbation month. Woo! And Cinco de Mayo. Woo-hoo! Viva la masturbación. Ah! Whoa! Ah! Oh, yeah. Ay, 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 ay.
So much. I totally came too soon.
Oh, wow.
Miguel's so impressed. He's like, whoa, back there.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to get started. And the great thing about a masturbation orgasm is it's like foreplay, and then you want to have sex. But
it's only going to get better from here.
Wow. Woo! Thank you, ladies, for participating. That was like a webcam orgy right there. Wow.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was so awesome. I know we had a few technical difficulties, but we pulled it together. We came. Oh, yes. We saw. We conquered. Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah. So we got to go, but we want to know where we can find you, where our fans can find you. So who's ready? Say hi.
Also,
yep, go ahead.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Reddit, and Snapchat, Allie Awesome 415.
Ali, awesome. 415.
Ali, yes. Awesome. 415.
Ali is awesome.
415.
Absolutely, Ali. We have to get you back because, you know.
Yeah, I was just thinking, oh my God, when you're in LA, let us know. You'll be on the show.
Yes, definitely. When you're in LA, and if this quarantine lasts another year, we'll have to have you back on when, you know, when you want. Whenever. And Brianna, where do we find you?
You can find me on Twitter. I'm at BrieBrooksXXX, and then OnlyFans is BriannaBrooksXXX, and then I do Snapchat too. So same as Twitter, BrieBrooksXXX. So I love to be on there and showing all my naughty side and having a good time.
Yeah, and I just want to let my people know you gotta patronize these gals, and I mean that in the best sense. It's masturbation month. If there's any time, you know how, you know, you splurge on Christmas and that kind of thing. Well, splurge on yourself.
It's isolation month. Masturbation month. You gotta get a webcam.
Yeah. And certainly during this period of isolation, this is a great thing to do, is to get yourself a little masturbation going there. And, you know, sometimes you need a little stimulation. A little inspiration. You know, masturbation is great all by yourself with your own fantasies in the erotic theater of the mind, but sometimes you want to get somebody else involved through phone sex, through webcam sex, through sexting, and there's nothing wrong with that. And it's totally safe, and this is what we need in this day and age, the age of coronavirus. The corona apocalypse. So yes, definitely spend your relief check, because guess what? The Trumpists, the mean, evil, bleach sucking Trumpists, did not give any relief money to sex workers, because though he's the John in chief, he's a big bleach-sucking hypocrite. So, you know, support your local sex workers, and certainly support yourself. And check out these beautiful ladies. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Love you. Okay, and coming back to Bonoboville now. Can we come back for a few minutes here? Or yes. All right. So we have to finish up our little things here. Here we go. Okay, so was there just two?
My last one was
two. Where's two? Where's two? Oh, there it is. It's on the floor.
I knew that. I was just
masturbation is healthy. That's right. Not only is it safe, but it's good for you. It's better than a run around the neighborhood. It gets that cardio going. And as someone who had big congestion problems, let me tell you, it clears your sinuses, at least temporarily. And it's good for all your organs, right? Everyone, keeps you young. Many, many ways that masturbation is healthy. Number one, masturbate. Know thy sexual self, with apologies to Socrates. Although another great Greek philosopher, Diogenes, said, would to God that you could allay your hunger by simply rubbing your stomach. Think about it. You can allay your horniness by simply rubbing yourself, your beautiful vulva, or your handsome dick, whatever you got there. You know, it's a miracle, really, that you can do this, that you can entertain yourself in this way, and that you can get to know your sexual self. And by the way, if you have fantasies about doing things that are non-consensual, masturbate. Don't be doing those things.
One
Okay, so we've only got one more minute, but I do want to say we added one more virtue that we just added. Masturbation is the safest sex in isolation.
Oh.
That's right. This wasn't necessary to say when I made up these benefits a few years ago, but now I think we got to say it. And the New York City Department of Health also says it, not just us. So, yeah, masturbation is a virtue. So get virtuous.
Woo!
Right. It's your duty to sit on your booty and beat that meat. That's right. Let those meat workers stay home. In fact, y'all shouldn't be eating meat too much these days. I mean, I'm not going to say what you should eat. I'm not a food expert. But let's not make people work in meat factories and in meat slaughterhouses getting viruses from each other and from animals that are kept badly or giving it to those animals.
1 minute.
Anyway, beat your meat.
Zero, we're coming to zero. We're coming to zero.
Polish your pearl.
Beat it.
And, oh, my fellow Yaley, Gary Trudeau, calls it self-dating. Okay? So, you know, dating is tough right now, so it's important to do it with somebody. So date yourself, okay? Bonobos do it too. They love to have solo sex, so... make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you. Merry Masturbation Month!
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.
Someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do, but I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy, or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? Call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.